FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsley in East Anglia, Kendall in North Lancashire. If you can't be up to trouble away, FC Radio.
Gentlemen, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good afternoon, and welcome, FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is the beautifully well-crafted FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, as we're here live at Broadhurst Park this afternoon to bring you live coverage of FC United of Manchester against Kidderminster Harriers. Live. Kickoff is coming up live in 9 minutes' time, and we'll be live to bring you all the joy, all the tears, and all the joy and all the tears of another well put together FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or if you know this guy personally on
07596104122. That's 07596104122. But why bother?
Why bother indeed? This is FC Live, hello. What's up? Do you want a hug? You all right?
I'm very disappointed with the Armchair Army. I mean, this was this tech service, you know, I know it's antiquated now, old texting and everything like that, but this was the heartbeat of FC Live. And no longer. Only two or three, if that. Even those people that I actually relied on for some sort of comedy prowess, something humorous to read out in times of a game when it's not been particularly good, they're not even bothering. I mean, we need to know why, don't we? Well, we know we've gone from five listeners to three.
So if you're not getting in touch with us anymore, don't get in touch with us. Let us know why you're not getting in touch with us.
That's a very good point, Ben. And anyway, is it live, this game?
Yeah, it's live. This afternoon, welcome everyone to FC Live. FC United against Kidderminster, the follow-up to last week's game.
Is that your our professional project last week's I thought it was more.
No, it was.
Ben, it was this. Should we go home? Oh, can't believe it! that's how it went, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was one of them games. So we're back here at Broadhurst Park this afternoon, it's going to be could be quite a long afternoon, Emily.
It could.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Ben.
What?
Was that your segue
just,
to
no, just
introduce
bringing
you?
Her in.
Thanks.
Well, that was a great way to bring her in. It'll be a long day, Emily. Thanks, Ben. Well, because Emily is going to be a long day. I don't think that's not... You know, you've just come out with some really bad things, Benjamin. But anyway, no, Emily is with us this afternoon, ladies. In fact, we've got a plethora of... we had a plethora. We've just lost one again. And to be honest, if you'd been here early on, ladies and gentlemen, James Quinn.
Oh.
Well... I mean, you all hear the dulcet, beautiful tones of the cultured,
voice
professional...
Voice of an angel.
You never heard a potty mouth quite like it whilst watching Manchester United. The disappointment in his voice was absolutely incredible. He's still walking around now as if he looks like... He wants to headbutt somebody, doesn't he? He's still got that...
Is he in character?
I think he is, Ben.
He might be in character.
I think that's a good shout.
Yeah, he might be in character.
I've not seen him like this.
Oh. What's he doing? Playing a pen.
He's just clotheslined someone. Oh my goodness!
is he playing a pensioner who has forgotten he's a pensioner and still thinks he's a football hooligan? Is that what it is?
That was that film with Michael Caine.
It was indeed.
What was that called?
Rubbish. Brown? It was called Rubbish.
No, it was something brown. We watched it on the team bus. Do you remember when we were on the team bus?
Since quite a long time since I've been on the team bus.
What was
Ben.
It called? Something Brown?
Mrs. Brown's Boys. That was it. We watched it every week until the players decided they were going to start playing. That was the punishment. The same episode for 3 hours.
Okay. Anyway.
And everyone laughed at the same bits. Continuously.
Apart from the radio table.
yes.
Anyway, so welcome to FC Live. A game of football is coming your way for the next 2 hours. But it's now time for team news.
Team News. Team News. Welcome to Team News. That was your Team News. Right onto the game. What do you mean Team News? Come on then, Ben. You said it all.
Okay.
We've got two teams playing today.
Well prepared there, Ben.
Is Arneson up front on his own? I think he might be. And then we've got Williams and Jerome Wright playing at the full backs. Then we've got Corbett and Ashworth. In midfield, we've got Kay, Lowe, Winter. And then on the wings, we've got Wolfenden and Thompson.
Wow, now that is this is very good, Ben. Well done. Yeah. Well done, Ben. He's thrown his team sheet. He said, look, I've done my job. Yes, in fact, this afternoon, as you rightly say, Ben, it looks a similar team that started last week. The one thing I do find, I've got to say, very strange. Tom Greaves came on last week, instant impact with a tremendous goal, with a great ball played in by Jake Williams, and he finds himself on the bench. Now, whether or not he's still got a slight injury and Carl's resting him, but Arneson, he came on, he made an impact, but you normally... Emily, from a goal from a centre forward perspective, if a centre forward comes on and impacts the game and scores, you think they might have an opportunity to start the following week.
You'd think so, yeah. They can't do much more, can they? as a fullback, but.
But there you go.
There's some incisive
debate about the game here today. I think we just should get crack on and give you the teams, basically.
It's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's Emily Maguire, but first, Swamper.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you very much, Ben. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome, FC Livers from around the world, wherever you are. It is very, very nice to hear from you, and hopefully you can enjoy this afternoon's football and festivities. No, Ben, they haven't. 07596104122. FC United lineup. It's Dave Carnell in goal, Jake Williams number 2, Harry Winter number 3, Scott Kay number 4, Zach Corbett number 5, Luke Ashworth number 6, Matty Wolfen number 7. He'll be off about 65 to 70 minutes. Nathan Lowe number 8, Gareth Arneson number 9, Jerome Wright number 10, and George Thompson number 11. On the bench is Tom Greaves, Sam Sheridan, Sam, when am I ever going to get a start playing for FC United of Manchester? Sheridan, Jason Gilchrist, Kieran Glynn and Tom Brown. FC United this afternoon playing in red shirts, white shorts and black stockings, and FC United's goalkeeper playing in green, a green shirt, black shorts and black stockings. Over to Emily Maguire to give you the Kidderminster Harrier team, and I apologise, and she apologises in advance, there are some rather difficult names to pronounce.
Yeah,
but she's a teacher.
I am, but I'll do my best. Okay, Samuel Hornby in goal for Kidderminster.
That was easy.
Joshua Easy Wheelie.
Easy Wheelie?
Easy Wheelie.
Oh, yes! That's it, brilliant. Easy Wheelie, we're loving that.
Number 2, Zane Francis, angle number 3. Ryan Crowsdale, number 4. Number 5 is Keith Hall. Number 6 is Jordan Tunnicliffe. Number 7 is Tyrrell White. Number 8 is James McCulkin. Number 9 is Andre Brown. Number 10 is Daryl Knight. Number 11 is Arthur Gunnar. And on the bench for Kidderminster, we have Emmanuel Di Zavira, Liam Truov, Tyrone Williams, Sam Austin and Ashley Carter.
Didn't she do well? That was so well done.
Do you want to run through that again?
I think from the top.
They'll be called something else by the end.
I think what we might find is that we might be using their Christian names for quite a large part of this game.
We'll have a tweet in.
Can we just, before you do that, Ben, the visitors are playing in purple shirts,
nice
black shorts
well.
And white socks. The goalkeeper playing in all grey. And the referee this afternoon is Declan Bourne, and ably assisted with the red flag is Andrew Dallison and David Hunt. And the teams are about to take the toss, and then we'll tell you which way they're facing, FC United that is. And Ben, you believe there's a tweet coming?
Yes, yes, I can confirm, Swampy, there is indeed correspondence from El Sud. Big hugs to our wonderful radio team, especially James Quinn.
Well, James will be with you shortly. It's a whole afternoon of football commentators. Myself and Emily take you through the first 25 minutes, and James Quinn will continue to half-time. Ben's got upset because his son's just eaten all the Smarties, and Ben's face is a picture of disgust. And
we're swapping ends.
We are swapping ends. So FC United will be kicking towards the... SMRE in the first 45 minutes,
left to right,
and that will be a toss that's been won by the you would have thought by the visitors, Emily, because FC United normally like in the second half to
definitely.
To play right to left, but it's going to be an interesting game here this afternoon, Emily. A big strong team, Kidderminster riding high in the division. And they've got a lot of pace, a lot of quality. They beat Stockport Council last week 2-0 by 2-0. Those highlights really did show some frailties from the visitors. However, they capitalised upon a couple of mistakes by Stockport County, and that's what keeps them right up at the top. What can we expect, Emily?
From both teams, a lot of fight, I think, a lot to prove from FC. A bit more consistency in their play would be nice for us. Not playing two halves of football, playing them both at the same time. Kidderminster, a very strong team. They'll come out at us. You can see the physical differences is clear. You know, we're watching them warming up, and it looked like they had more players. They're very... they're built very strong, so we'll certainly see a good competitive game of football here.
Well, they certainly will. The game is underway, and it's a goal kick initially for the visitors, and the ball is headed on, but it's out for a throw into FC United on the far left hand side of the ground. FC kicking as say toward the SMRE from left to right in this first 45 minutes. For me, the player to look for is James McQuilklin. Number 8, he'll be the man trying to instigate everything going in and around the midfield as Jerome Wright takes this long throw. It's headed on though and cleared, and there's an offside decision against the number 9 there, and just Andre Brown was probably about half a yard, if that, offside, but he plays on the shoulder, and FC United are going to have to be very, very careful and wary of that, because there's a lot of pace in this team. What was also interesting to note there from that goal kick that Samuel Hornsby took, he took it from the middle of his 6 yard area rather than from the left or right, something that De Gea does for Manchester United, and I think it gives you more options to play the
options,
ball.
Yeah, it certainly does. It's something that I'm surprised not more goalkeepers do, like you say, the options that they have right from the middle of the field.
Well, FC United, the free kick was taken, they lost the ball in an instant, and they started down the right-hand side, did Kidderminster, but the ball rolls out of play, and Jerome right on the halfway line, far left-hand side, just next to the swampy nest. Long throw comes in. Across goes Arneson, who gets a stab on it there, and can FC United keep the ball in play? Yes, they can, with George Thompson. Thompson as well. It's a good ball to the penalty area. It needs to be dealt with, it is, but it falls for Kay. 30 yards outside the area, and it's a poor ball from Kay, really. Just trying to deftly put the ball into the penalty area, but Kidderminster come away with it on its near touchline now. Left footed, the ball played into the middle of the park, and it's cleared by Zach Corbett, making his second game in 2 weeks. There's a good play by Winter on this near touchline, but intercepted well by Crossdale, and then they clear the lines. Quite a pace of the game already, and we've got another text coming in. Keep me up to date, I will do that, yes. That's from someone else. That's from a former football scout. As the number 4 now loses out, does he know? He makes amends there, does Ryan Crossdale. And you can see already, can't you, Emily? Every player is comfortable on the ball from the visitors. They like to play the ball around. They obviously are full-time train every single day. A team with the league pedigree. And they're looking to try and get back into the conference this season. And they're doing a good job so far, both in the league and in this game. Already they've set themselves. Ball through the middle with the number 7 now. It's Wait. The first time shot comes in by the number 9, and the referee, well, did well there, the referee, because he let the play continue, and the ball fell to Andre Brown.
Not too easy for him there, Andre Brown, the way he turned.
He was a bit nonchalant from him, wasn't he? And he turned and he shot a little bit too quickly, and he dragged the ball, and out for a goal kick to FC United of Manchester. But you can already see the way, the shape of this team. FC United are going to be hard to break them down, but you know, if we can finish the way we started, if we can start the way we finished last week's game, I should say, then anything's possible. As the ball halfway line, they're won by Crossdale, and Williams lets the ball roll out though for a throw on this near touchline. So wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. FC Live is always brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army and our revolutionary groups around the world. And let's not forget, there's a huge NHS demonstration today, so let's hope there are millions of people, and let's hope for once that the media maybe even show that it's actually taken place, as Jerome Wright tries to win the ball on the halfway line, but it's picked up again. It's Crossdale on the ball, plays a ball, it was a loose ball there, nearly charged down by FC United Manchester, but the number 11 Gohonu wins the ball, plays it inside to McQuicklin back to the number 3 Angol, and then a strong challenge there, and FC United come away with it, and two players collided, and Arneson was one of them, together with the big number 6 Jordan Tunnicliffe. And it's back with FC United of Manchester, so a bit frenetic there, and FC United get an opportunity now to put a two or three passes together, but towards Thompson, who wins a good header. There was a slight push in the back there. And, well, initially, FC United Manchester's Wolford couldn't get on the end of it, but he won the second ball. But the home team, sorry, the visitors have it back, and there's a long clearance. It should be dealt with by Corbett. He heads the ball towards the halfway line. There's a free header there, though. Yes, you've got to pick them ball in the pull. Pick the ball up more on the halfway line rather than letting the opposition win those balls, Emily.
Yeah, they do. Just watching Kidderminster, looking at how they're setting up and just the spaces between each player, and when one player moves, the rest of them seem to move around them. They're very well organised. It's going to be a difficult match, this one, for FC, but just need to keep this work rate closing down as Jake Williams wins the ball here and just pass it around them. Try and break them down, be patient, nothing too complicated.
I think you're exactly right there, as Wolverton goes past one player but doesn't quite fall for him, and it goes out for a throw into FC United. Match. I think what we've got to do, we've got to watch and end the ball, we've got to caress the ball and keep it. Yeah. When we've got the opportunity, we've got to keep it, not
just
give silly balls
it,
away.
That's it, not try and force it, make the right decisions. I mean, there was an example of it there, you know, Scott Kay could have controlled the ball, but knowing that there was no other outlet, he allowed the ball to go out of play for a throw-in. It's little things like that that will make a difference for FC, making the right choices, not trying to force it.
Well, the throwing in for FC United is on the edge of the 18-yard area, which Williams will take on this near side. He looked to take a short one, but Alexis put the ball long into the penalty. It's a long, deep throw there. There's a lot of pushing and shoving. It falls for Kay on the edge of the area. His control initially lets him down. He chips the ball forward towards Harry Winter. Harry Winter looking for his third penalty there from a handball, but never got it. And the ball's back on the halfway line with Zach Hibbert for FC United, who plays it to Jerome Wright. Does well there, Jerome. Holds the ball, plays it back to Winter. Winter back to Hibbert. And then Hibbert all the way back to his goalkeeper. And FC United now. There's a long looping ball down this right-hand side for Williams, who've made good yardage there, but... equal to that is Zane Francis Angle, who plays it back to his goalkeeper, who eventually, after good pressure there from I think it was Williams.
Two players coming in on him there, you know. Gareth Arneson saw the ball coming back to the goalkeeper, put pressure on one side, and he's forced the error.
Another long throw here now from Williams for FC United Manchester, no doubt. There was a lot of pushing and shoving in the penalty area. This time it's near post, it's flicked on there by Winter, but it's picked up now by Quicklin. He clears his lines, but FC United at the moment, a nice little bit of pressure. Ball from Thompson's required into the penalty. It's a great ball in there. Who's going to meet it? Well, it's ahead from Kidderminster, and then they clear the ball, but it's a poor clearance again. But then Scott Kay gives the ball away on the halfway line. It's with number 11 now. He's got a man to the right, he's got a man to the left, and now he's got a man in the middle, free completely, and there's a poor ball, handball looking for, but not going to get that. And FC United, well, they can clear the lines, and Wolverton, well, he opened his body well there and went past the player, but unfortunately the ball followed that path and went out for a goal kick. But again, that ball from Kay, losing it, as you said, we've got to nurture the ball when we've got it, and that nearly undid us.
Well, that's it, because you saw two players running either side, the space that they had, and we were fortunate, another opportunity here as they come in.
It's a looping ball towards the back post, and the number 8 trying to control it in the area, but Williams is equal to it. His clearance doesn't go as far as the number 3, who goes past one. Here's a ball on the outside of the boot by the number 10 there, Darryl Knights, but it was a poor ball, and FC United, well, they cleared it, and then they've lost it again. It's on this near touchline. It's a nice little touch by the number 8, plays it into the 11, going on the left-hand side, into the penalty area, goes past one, goes past two, and then it's clear for a corner by Hibbert. And Williams was fortunate there because he left his boot in, but he
slid in. It's one of those, you know, the players, such close control in the box, you can't put a challenge in like that, the slightest of touch, and I'm sure the player's going down, and it's a worse scenario than a corner.
Well, it is a corner. It's going to be the number 11, Arthur Ganuha, who is going to take it. The referee wants to have a quick word, and there was something on the message board I noticed the other day about Ron Davis when he scored 4 against Manchester United, so it's on a hat-trick against United. Well, Roy Sewell was on the bench that day. The wooden bench at the side of the United dugout where the first team, they were on first team duties doing the kit and dressing room. It was the cleanest it had ever been, apparently. Corner's taken, it's a short one as well. And the goal now, can he whip it in? Yes, he can. And it's a first time shot, but it's a good defensive play there again by Hibbert. And in fact, Hibbert got his foot in front of the ball but never made contact, and it's out for a goal kick. But again, not necessarily fully away there, FC United, from that corner ball, Emily.
No, there's a couple of times there they've struggled to really clear the ball and clear the lines. It was a well worth corner. from Kidderminster, arriving late, you know, the number three, the fullback, Francis Angle, coming in late. There needs to be more awareness in the team at times like that.
Up goes Arneson to win the ball, doesn't quite come away with it. Second ball needs to be picked up by FC United, and it's well done there by, initially well done by FC United's low, but then it was a poor ball given away, and FC United back defending. There's plenty of red shirts back there, though, for FC. Eight players behind the ball, and it's Ezwilli on the ball now, plays it inside to the number four, Crossdale. Crossdale plays it, actually exactly that, across to the number eight, who's been charged down by Winter. It's forced back, and it's picked up by Jordan Tunnicliffe. And Tunnicliffe now plays out to his captain, right-hand side, Keith Lowe. Over the halfway line he goes. He's got plenty of shirts to look for. And the ball to the penalty area, well, it evaded everybody. And it made FC United and Manchester's Jake Williams' job a little bit awkward. He clears his lines. And it's a throw-in on this near touchline. But Jordan Tunnicliffe, I'm sure Jordan Tunnicliffe was a player that was at Nantwich a number of years ago and was absolutely outstanding. And he went down to Lillishaw or somewhere in that nature and... applied his trade there, but a good competitive centre half. FC United of Manchester having to defend this ball from the throw-in, about 10 yards from the corner flag on this near touch line. Bit of movement required from the boys in purple. It's a nice kit, isn't it?
It is nice.
A very nice kit. They win the ball, play it back to Tunnicliffe now. Tunnicliffe plays a simple ball to his skipper on the halfway line, right hand side now, with Lowe. Lowe chips the ball forward, Jerome Wright intercepts, but it falls back into the feet of Daryl Knight. Knight's a 1-2 there, and the ball whipped into the penalty area again. It's headed away by Zach Hibbert. And
it's just nobody picking up those second balls for FC. You know, we're clearing the first one, making the challenge, but we're struggling to pick the ball up second time and look after it.
Well, Thompson and Wright in their own corner, on their own corner flag, trying to manoeuvre the ball out. It stays in play, but it's the visitors again. The ball whipped towards the back post. It needs to be cleared by FC United's Jake Williams. He does well there because the ball had gone over him, but he managed to get his boot round it. And that's a great ball to the penalty. It was an offside decision, and the shot never came up to anything anyway. But again, that first hand ball in there was a bit of quality, wasn't it?
Quite a tight decision that. Great ball in. They're whipping the ball in there. They've got to be careful. There's a couple of times that Jake Williams has allowed the ball to just bounce and come across him. He has got his body in the right position to be able to put his foot around it, but I think in areas like that, I'd prefer to just see him get it out of that danger area.
He'll get away with it maybe two or three times, and on the fourth or fifth occasion, perhaps someone's just behind
That's
him.
That's it,
and
someone's
just
behind
him
coming in. Got to be aware of that.
We're aware of one thing, that the temperature has severely dropped, and Plimsoll's for the afternoon for me for the first time this season. Perhaps not the wisest move, but it's 0-0 if you just joined us here at Broadhurst Park. It's FC United of Manchester versus Kidderminster, and FC get themselves a free kick. Wolfenden's the swapped to onto this right-hand side, and Thompson onto the left. Something that never happened last week, and we discussed in the radio. There's a lovely back flick there by Thompson, brings in low. Low goes past one, and then a free kick... is conceded by Kidderminster. But we talked about this last week, Emily, at length, that how we very rarely swap our wide men. And today, we seem to have done it, Ben.
Loud and clear in my car in southern Spain, doing yet another airport run. Did I hear Swampy say the ref was Declan Bourne? I know his brother, to the manor.
Well, FC United now with a... In fact, you know, to be honest, I'm glad we don't get texts like that anymore and they come to you instead. You'll be with Quinn shortly. We've played how long, Ben? We've played 14 minutes, and FC United in a good position here with a free kick. It's out on the touchline, far left-hand side. Thompson can whip this ball in, and you'll be hoping to hit a red head. Comes across there, and it nearly hits a red head. Second ball, though, is FC United... with low, and it's defended with a header out for a corner. There's a player down for FC United Manchester that's injured, and it looks like it's Ashcroft. And the referee's just a whole play for a minute there. Ashcroft won't want to come off. The referee should give him as much time as he requires. But unfortunately, the physio, Sam, is going to have to come on there. And while we've got a break in play, I've got to say two of the smartest dressed managers in football below us, both sporting the casual leaving, going out on a Saturday night to their local public house. So an opportunity here, Emily.
Yeah, good opportunity. The first ball in from the set piece was a very good one. Lots of strong challenges in there. It's just that there's just there always seems to be one extra man for Kidderminster that gets in the way, gets a touch. But no, great opportunity at this corner.
See, in a situation like that, your best header of the ball, Ashworth, is off the pitch. You should allow him to stay on the pitch as far as I'm concerned. Or let him, and that's what they say now, they can stay on the pitch. This rule has changed within the higher levels of football, I think. Or he's got to at least let him come straight back on.
Yeah.
So before I just hold on. But you have to go to the halfway. I mean, it's ridiculous. You go to the halfway line. Watch this now.
Off the field. Back on.
Can he come back on? No, he can't. Corner ball comes in off the United. The match towards the back post. The ball goes. It evades everybody and eventually is cleared by Kidderminster. The ball's flicked on and now they're on a break here. Could Jerome Wright get on the end of it? Does well there, Jerome Wright. He needed to get his foot in the way there. And Jake Williams was given the ball but gave it away. And it allows the visitors come away with it, but back working tremendously well. There's Matty Wolfen defending brilliantly. He takes the ball away and FC United can start a break again. And it's a hurried clearance this time though by Ashworth and the goalkeeper. Samuel Hornsby clears his lines, long clearance, and a lovely back heel then, a 1-2 there. Oh, it doesn't quite come off for Kidderminster, but they do look very comfortable on the ball, don't they? They're happy, holding it, passing, moving. There's always a purple shirt there, waiting for it. But yeah, actually, that's the themselves. Sign.
They have, yeah. Sorry, just cut in.
No.
That's a sign of the difference in the level of the team that plays, the players that look so comfortable and make it look easy. But like you say, FC have given them a challenge here. They've really taken the game to them. They're creating a lot of opportunities. They're slowly working their way into the game. The work rate of the FC players from this vantage point does look like they're having to work a lot harder.
Yes.
But as long as they can keep up those levels, you know, we can match them.
Well, we're going to have to do that as Jerome Wright now. Well, he wins a throw-in. The throw-in taken by George Thompson. Well, he throws it straight to a purple shirt. And then they can break there. But FC United, an intercepted ball by Jake Williams on the centre circle. And the ball back with Jerome Wright now. Jerome Wright just chips the ball forward. And again, there's an opportunity where really maybe a bit more purpose, but it falls kind of for George Thompson. Thompson ball to the penalty, needs a ball there. Oh, great defending from Tunnicliffe there. Tremendous, because there was Matty Wolfen, and he came in, does what he does, cuts across the man. And Tunnicliffe had to come in there and stretch his boot out. And FC United back, though, in the ascendancy. And Williams, well, he nearly loses out there. He's a little bit fortunate there. He's just got to be a bit more switched on. He's playing against a player with a bit of pace and a bit of quality. And we've seen him this season play against some top quality players, and he's just got to be a little bit more resolute. And again, there's Matty Wolfen on the left hand side, just trying to do what he does best, makes the goalkeeper clear his lines, and Jerome Wright takes over. Now there's no one in the pit, no, the goalkeeper's out of his area, and Jerome Wright now charge one, charge two, and then throws himself into a player. And the referee says to Jerome Wright, you're not getting a free kick for that. And they can break because Jerome Wright's out of position. Down the right-hand side they go, 10 yards outside the penalty area of FC United. He's into the penalty area now, the number 7, the ball comes across, opportunity, oh, and he scuffs it away from the goal. And FC United, well, they can feel themselves very fortunate not to be a goal down there. It was a number 9, Andre Brown, that should have connected, but the ball is still out there. Now left-hand side with Jerome Wright over the halfway line. The game is quite stretched right now. There's two players to look for. One of them is Wolfen in near post. Oh, and it was again. This time I think it was Arneson, was it? Or was it Tunnicliffe? It was Arneson who got in front of Wolford, and he's put the ball way over the bar there. But again, well, from end to end there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It should be 1-0 to the visitors, and FC United should have then made it 1-1.
Yes, certainly should. Arneson, he's got right underneath the ball as he slid in and sent it over.
And it's one of those balls, a diagonal ball, a wonderful ball from right to left, and it brings in the number 11, Ganahu, against Williams. Ganahu just plays a simple ball to the penalty, 1-2 there, and he was onside, the number 8, I didn't realise, he thought he was offside, but he wasn't, and it was a lovely 1-2, and he just stood there, and looking for it, it's a goal kick.
In moments like that, you just go for the
ball.
Of
course, yeah.
Perhaps let them make the decision.
He was rather flat-footed as well, wasn't he, so perhaps he just realised he couldn't get it, but from here, that could have been an opportunity, but a great bit of football on the right-hand side from the visitors, and Andre Brown should have connected and scored. And at the other end, you say Arneson put the ball over the bar. Good flick on there by Arneson, though, and in comes Wolford and two players around him, and it falls all the way back to Tunnicliffe, who clears his lines. A little bit of nervousness in the defence of the visitors, but Jerome Wright's header will help him out, and it's with them on this near touchline now. Number 11 on the ball, three players from FC surrounding, and they've given the ball away, and then A poor ball from FC United Manchester's Luke Ashworth. Williams goes in for the challenge and it comes off the number 11 and FC United to get a throw in on the halfway line. So, well, we've had 20 into the 20th minute of the game here. It's 0-0 if you just joined us. And, well, as you say, FC United having to really work here. But the thing is, they're sticking to the task. They're working hard. You know, it's comparable to last week. It's a different team. They're working as a unit and they're putting the effort. And at the moment, it's all to play for here, Emily.
Yeah, it is. They're working really hard. They're looking fairly strong. You know, when they get the ball down, players surrounding other players, winning the ball. It's that second ball. They win the first one and just seems to be where Kidderminster are just slightly ahead.
Well, over the shoulder of Hibbert, the ball is trying to be played, but Hibbert does well there. The one player for me that hasn't got into the game as of yet, who's normally the kind of player, well, he's been at centre-half for most of the season now, is Scott Kay. But in the middle of the park at the moment, he doesn't seem to necessarily know the role he's supposed to be playing, and he's not really having that much of an influence on the game. We need him in the game. 11 versus 11 is always preferable. There's a throw-in for the visitors on the far side, picked up by the number 7, Waite. A 1-2 there on the edge of the area now, dead centre. Shot is trying to get the shot away. Eventually, the shot comes away into the arms of Carnell, and the first real shot of any note. But again, it was the number 11, Arthur Ganuha, and this time, he took the ball. No one closed him down. He got the shot away. You've got to do better than that. You've got to be closing down quicker, haven't you?
Yeah, I think there was a couple of players trying, but he's just so strong. He was holding them off, and just kept nudging the ball further forward till the gap opened. Fortunately, it was too much of a straight down there, Carnell's throw, easy one for him to collect. But warning signs are there when they're going forwards, and we're just about dealing with them at the moment.
Well, they come again over the halfway line. This is good football. There's about five passes, and then good play there by Harry Winter, just to nudge the player out, and the ball was cleared by FC United, but straight back to the goalkeeper Hornby. Hornby plays it out to Tunnicliffe. Tunnicliffe plays the ball up, missed control by the number 10, but it forced for the number 11, a nice bit of control there again by Arthur Ganula. And Tunnicliffe though has the ball now, and rather going back to his goalkeeper, he hits the ball across the field to his skipper, and it's Keith Lowe on the ball now. Lowe looks for a bit of movement, and again there's an onside decision, and the number 9 in the penalty area, no one to aim for, and well, out of nothing, he nearly created a very embarrassing own goal for FC United and Manchester, because the ball for the number 9, he was in acres of space, there was no one there, he never looked up, he just played the ball into the penalty area, and it hit FC United and Manchester's Zach Hibbert, and Carnell was going one way, and the ball went, Corbett, sorry, did I say Hibbert? Yeah, sorry, I do apologise, Zach Corbett. I've said Hibbert a few times ever then. Well, why did you take until now? 22 minutes anyway, corner ball to the visitors, there's a man on the edge of the penalty area, completely free, if they can find him. Carnell does well, and palms the ball away. But the ball's still in the area now. It's with the skipper. He plays the ball out. Good ball out wide, right. Ball going to be whipped in again. It's a decent ball. Who's on the end of it? It's headed away by Kay. Force for the number 10 now. Knight plays it back down the right-hand side to McQuinlan. McQuinlan back to Knight. They've gone back, though. And the ball with the outside of the foot. It's a dreadful one. And now it's an opportunity for George Thompson. George Thompson's got the goalkeeper to beat. Can he make it 1-0 to FC United Manchester? Yes, he can. Well, the number 10 made the mistake. And FC United's George Thompson on the halfway line, intercepted, ran the length of the pitch, and out of nothing, calm, cool, calculated, just slowed the ball under the goalkeeper, and FC United, on 23 minutes, find themselves a goal up. That is quite incredible.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, one mistake, one error, and you know, like you say, cool and calm, George Thompson. I was wondering if he was going to hit it a little bit earlier, because the goalkeeper was so far off his line, but he's done well, he's carried the ball. Players coming in, descending upon him, but nice, cool finish, slots at home. Exactly, you know, the work rate that they've put in, we can't argue that they don't deserve something from the game at the moment. They've got away with it. Kidderminster won't be happy with the way that it was conceded. You know, a mistake, but fantastic play from George Thompson.
It's now, for me, how FC react to that. Whether we can keep the tempo, keep the work rate, it was an opportunist goal. Tremendously took it, and you've got to say, from the halfway line, two players coming upon him, but again, it's from a complete mistake, but you take advantage of them, and Kidderminster, what have they got in the locker, because they should be really one up, although saying that, FC United had a good opportunity with Arneson as well, so as all my friends from Stockport and, have been asking me, make sure you get 3 points to help the county boys out this afternoon. Well, you can imagine my rhetorical riposts to them. But we are leading by a goal to nil. If you just joined us, the ball whipped across left to this near touchline again, and Carnell comes out and gathers, and we're a second away from Quinn time, and I'll hand you over with FC United 1-0 up here.
Well, thank you, Swampy. And FC United with a 1-0 lead here, just given to them by George Thompson. Mistake by Kidderminster Harris, but superb composure by George Thompson. He had all the time in the world to think about that, just then calmly just stroked it past the keeper. FC 13th in the table, 1-0 up against 3rd in the table, Kidderminster Harriers, full timers, and they'd have it down the right hand side now with McQuilkin. But throw into Kidderminster at level with the 18 yard line as they attack. Cross comes in, half cleared by Zach Corbett, picked up by Daryl Knight. Now it goes back to Crowsdale. He slides it forward there to Terrell Waite, and a foul in the end, a bit of a loose pass there, and Ryan Crowsdale there, the offender, and a free kick for FC United. And Scott Kay there, still on his haunches, but seems to be getting to his feet now, and happy, I'm sure, Scott Kay, to be restored to a midfield role there.
Yeah, I think that's a, for me, one of his strongest positions. He can always drop back into the back four. He's done a good job when he has, but he'll like that. We were just saying he's not really got on the ball quite as much as we'd like him to from an FC perspective. You know, we want somebody like him to be controlling that middle, but the players around him are working extremely hard and creating a lot of space.
As Carnell takes the free kick, it goes way to the right there, be a throw into Kidderminster deep in their own territory. And it's been a fairly even contest, but FC having to work hard as they did at Kidderminster earlier in the season. Got a great 2-0 win. Great pressing game that day from the men in red. At throw in now around about the halfway line for Kidderminster. As Francis Angall takes it there. Gets the ball back, didn't really want it. Tackled. Wins another throw. Good tackle there from Lowe. And FC's pressing has been good. Concentration has been good so far, and perhaps fortuitous to get the 1-0 lead after the mistake by Kidderminster. But and Winter there going rather late and going to ground. Be a yellow card there. Crowsdale, the man, the recipient of that sharp challenge there from Harry Winter. And Winter with a number 3 on his back today, with Jerome Wright in the fullback position wearing 10. And Crowsdale is getting to his feet here, and it will be a yellow card for Winter. I don't know if he needed to do that, Emily, putting himself on a yellow card so early.
No, I don't think he needed to make that challenge. You know, it's in the opposing half. It was rash. As soon as he set off running, you could see him doing it. It was unnecessary, but it is a booking. It was late. Like you say, yellow cards this early in the game, especially for a player like him that relies upon that, you know, the physical aspects of his game, just needs to be careful now.
As Ganoa, top scorer, plays it to Crowsdale, halfway line. Crowsdale, decent looking ball there. Jerome Wright is alert and cuts that out and clears with his right foot, comes back to Crowsdale. He can't control it. Nathan Lowe nods it down, but it's cut out there by Francis Angle, then cleared by FC United. The skipper Lowe with the header for Kidderminster, back into FC territory. In the centre circle, Scott Kay goes up for it, but he's beaten to it there by McQuilkin. And good tackle, no, well, not in the opinion of the referee. Got too much of the man there, Scott Kay, and he's...
I think it was for the push. I think Nathan Lowe actually pushed the player before that. I can't see how it could have been a... Scott Kay seemed to get the whole of the ball.
Now, Francis Angle slides it through there. It's cut out by Scott Kay. About 30 yards from goal now. It's Crowsdale with a square ball to McQuilkin. Long-haired figure there, and he slides it through there. It goes through everybody. Well, that was a curious one there, with Winter almost dummying it.
Yeah,
as if he knew what was going
to
happen.
Off, yeah.
What, known in cricket as a good leave. And it's David Carnell now has the ball for FC United. He clears his lines deep into Kidderminster territory. Lowe meets it on the volley, comes to Harry Winter. Square ball to Jerome Wright. He plays it forward to the goal scorer, George Thompson. Thompson back to Zach Corbett, I beg your pardon. And it's nodded over to Jerome Wright, but he can't control it. Throw into Kidderminster, midway inside their own territory, right-hand side. And cleared there by Ezweli. And now FC have it in their own territory. Zach Corbett plays a long ball forward. A nice slid in there. Good 1-2 there. Nathan Lowe got 2 men in. And well, Nathan Lowe suddenly thought he was back at Gloucester 7 days ago and tried one from around about 40 yards. He had 2 men ahead of him. Surely there were better options, but I'm afraid he's got to be more selective in those long-range efforts there, Nathan Lowe. And now Ashworth. So Jake Williams in the right-back role today for FC United. Plays a chip ball forward towards Arnus. Arneson nods it down. Wolfenden will chase. But good covering there from Jordan Tunnicliffe there. Very calm there. Just shielded it and keeper was able to come out and collect. Now it's Francis Angle. Square ball. Crowsdale slides it out to McQuilk in there. The busy number 8 there. Out to the right-hand side now. And it's Terrell Waite. Waite plays it out there. To McQuilkin, low cross there, cut out by Thompson, throw into Kidderminster, level with the 18-yard line, quickly taken by McQuilkin, and he gets the ball back, slides it in field, and Lowe will cut this out, plays it to Winter, playing at close quarters, slightly odd pass there to Williams. Williams has to chase, plays it to Wolfen, and Wolfen back to Winter, chips it forward, it's intended for Arneson, but Jordan Tunnicliffe in position, clears it now, Crowsdale halfway line. Now, Godoa out there, left-hand side. Knights will pursue. Can he keep this in? No, he can't. There's too much on that there from Arthur Godoa. And throw into FC United just by their own corner flag.
Yeah, it's quite a good spell this for Kidderminster. They're moving the ball around, making FC players work a lot harder, chasing the ball. But, like you say, just slightly overhit pass.
Williams there, and it's Ashworth tries to clear. Winter plays it back to Williams. Bit of a hospital pass there from Harry Winter, but Williams comes out unscathed and wins a throw in. Down the line, the throw goes. Easily cut out by Crowsdale. Knights there, chips it nicely to McQuilkin. He plays it out there to Waite. And Waite will take it down the right-hand side there. Good pace from him. Runs into right. Well, it's a free kick there to Kidderminster. It was a situation where he rather ran into Jerome Wright, one could say. Sort of thing that you would get a penalty for in basketball for a defensive foul. But I just think that was a bit harsh on Jerome Wright. He's having a word with the referee. Asking him to calm down.
Decision's been made. He needs to, accept that. He's right in what he's saying. The assistant out on that far side, he's not given anything. He's allowing play to continue, but the referee's seen it from a slightly different angle.
Yeah. So it's a free kick now. Nice position. Right-hand side, just a few yards from the 18-yard line, and in comes the corner. I think the free kick, I beg your pardon, it was Lowe keeps it in ever so well. Flag stays down, it's chipped up by Tunnicliffe. Oh, a real chance here. McQuilkin just couldn't put it in.
I'm not sure how Lowe managed to keep that one in. Right on the, must have been right on the line. Got fortunate there, the ball was just up in the air a little bit too long for Kidderminster. They couldn't really get anybody over the top of it to put it in. Players surrounding Carnell, he couldn't move, but managed to get away with it, and it's a goal kick to FC.
And it's been taken by Carnell, of course. 1-0 FC United lead here in this National League North fixture.
I think they've done well so far, FC. The work rate of the players, the playing in units, moving the ball around. For a spell the last 5 minutes or so, I think Arneson has struggled. He's been a bit isolated, whereas at the start of the game, with Thompson and Wolfenden in support, he was seeing a little bit more joy. But that's because Kidderminster, they're starting to take a little bit more of a control of the last 7 or 8 minutes, and we're struggling to get some possession.
Indeed, and on the far side, oh well won there by Nathan Lowe. He's looked sharp today, Nathan Lowe, buoyed by that magnificent brace last week at Gloucester, including the wonder goal at the end. And now it's Wolverton, takes it off the toes of Francis Angle. Francis Angle recovers ever so well there. He really did, and he clears his lines. Ashworth with the header. Scott Kane nods it further on. Lowe there controls it with his chest, and now Williams will half volley it forward speculatively. Jordan Tunnicliffe, rather a vertical header there. Lowe has to mop up, and it's a throw into FC United parallel with the 18 yard line. Jake Williams will jog forward to take this one. FC maybe with eyes on doubling their lead here. It's been a fine start to the game, and we played around about 35 minutes here, and Williams long throw into the box, and well won though by Kidderminster, and Arthur Ganoa will clear it. It'll go all the way through to Carnell. Darrell Knights is pursuing it all the way, but he'll roll into the box, and Carnell can pick it up when he's ready. Carnell over the ball. Just over 9 minutes to go to half time, and FC with this 1-0 lead. Lowe with the header there, and that's Terrell Waite winning that on the halfway line. Does well. Aquilkin forced back by Lowe. Good work from Lowe, but gets it out to Lowe, and a real misunderstanding. Now Wolfenden has it left hand side. Wolfenden towards the box, slides it in there. Go Lowe there, tries to be a bit too cute there, can't quite control it. Kidderminster will bring it away, but what's for the good fortune of Kidderminster. Now, Ganoa crosses into the box, but Ashworth's there and well kept in by George Thompson. George Thompson with a clearance, and Arneson will pursue there, but Tunnicliffe, the man in possession, slides it back to Sam Hornsby. Sam Hornsby there. Now, Francis Angle back to Tunnicliffe now, deep inside his own territory. Good ball. And now Knights. And now it's Crowsdale. Ryan Crowsdale slides it forward nicely. McQuilkin, nice fleet-footed football from Kidderminster now. Oh, and good work on the right-hand side here. And now it's a Chad Ganoa. Ganoa into the box, shoots! And saved by Carnell. Straight at him sharp, but he did well.
Yeah, he certainly did. Did really well. I mean, the quick feet from Ganoa, was it? Absolutely fantastic. Beat the first man, and I draw him right. Beaten easily, too easily, really. I put fantastic feet and well held by Carnell.
Arneson back to George Thompson, spreads it out to the left hand side. It's a bit too strong, that, and it will go out for a throw into Kidderminster about 20 yards from the corner flag. Well, this is disappointing so far for the men who are third place, the full timers, third place in the table. Real dogfight up there at the moment for those playoff places. 1 point separating third, fourth and fifth. Can't afford any slip-ups. Kidderminster at the moment trailing by a goal to nil. As Andre Brown does well here, the left-hand side, teasing into the box he goes. Play it back now. Francis Angle slices that very badly, and it's a goal kick to FC United as that goes out of the stadium onto a Lightman Road.
Yeah, he had a lot more time than that. He could have taken a touch, taken it to the byline perhaps, but he's gone for that first time effort. He's not connected with it. Sails high up and over the stand.
So, goal kick for FC United. Carnell. Carnell prepares to take this goal kick. Side holding that slender lead here. Tunnicliffe with a fairly unceremonious push in the back on Arneson, spotted by the referee, and it is a free kick for FC United about 30 yards or so out, with too far to anybody have a dig, but nice position. And Nathan Lowe preparing to take this free kick, chips it into the box. Good delivery, good pace on that there. It's headed out for a corner. Nice delivery from Nathan Lowe. Corner left hand side, FC United. George Thompson will stroll out to take this one. Could FC stretch their lead here. 5 minutes to go to half time. And George Thompson strolling across, no great hurry. Referee has a word. And George Thompson, the man.
Needs a good delivery, this. Plenty of players surrounding there. The goalkeeper doesn't have much room in there, so.
Here it comes, Thompson. Oh, what a good delivery that is. It's a skate, slides over a Kidderminster head there. Will be a throw into FC United. Just close to the corner flag, right-hand side, and Williams will jog all the way from the centre circle, where he was in a protective role while the corner was taken. And now he will attempt to take a long throw forward here. Jake Williams. He takes it short there to Lowe there. Bad mistake there, loses possession. Kidderminster on the break. And a good, important recovery tackle from Zach Corbett there. There's a throw into the visitors. Just inside FC territory. Well, about 10 yards inside, in fact. And Francis Engel. Now, oh, nice. A 1-2 there with Ganoa. Oh, inside nicely. Knights will spread this to the right-hand side. Wait. Slides it out nicely. And still there with... Ezweli, and a slightly awkward one there, but in the end comfortable enough for the FC custodian David Carnell. And that's cleared and then nodded down nicely there halfway line by Kidderminster, but an important tackle from Zach Corbett there. Now it's Winter, right hand side. Hesitates slightly, plays it forward to Wolfenden. Oh dear, from Harry Winter.
Yeah, you can see what he wanted to do, but the pass certainly didn't match it. The run from Lowe was the right one. You know, well played, well held up from Wolfenden, but it was a dreadful ball. Gone straight out for a throw.
So, Zane Francis Engel with the throw. And tackle Aganoa out-muscled. By Winter, throw into FC United. So United playing to our right, to the Manchester Road, this SMRE. In this first half, having Kidderminster having elected to change ends. As Hornby with the goal kick for Kidderminster. A good well won there by Williams. The Quilk in there. And all at close quarters then. Zach Corbett intervenes, clears it. It was just a Tunnicliffe. Halfway inside Kidderminster half. And then it's played wide. And, wait there. Try to keep it in. Couldn't
just
do so.
Long. They play that ball so well. You know, they've played it a couple of times. That diagonal ball from right to left, left to right. They've been getting in behind the fullbacks. The wide players for Kidderminster really stretch the defence. But... so far, FC have matched them.
Lowe. Square ball, halfway line. Tunnicliffe back to Lowe. He's right on the right-hand side now. Is the Kidderminster skipper. And they're good on the turn and a foul. And that was from Winter. Well, he really does have to be very careful. Not the sort of foul that would attract a second yellow in itself. But an accumulation of those sort of challenges could spell trouble for Winter. This is something that... Carl Martins is going to have to keep an eye on. Winter already in the book and can't afford too many infringements now. Kidderminster have a free kick. It's about 28 yards out. And referee there going almost all the way to the 18-yard line for that 10 yards. So maybe 29 yards out. But a bit of a conference there for the Kidderminster players. McQuilkin involved. Wait as well, and Arthur Ganoa there, and a bit of funny business on the edge of the box there, ends up as a goal kick. I don't know what all that was about. There was one touch, two touch, three, all
yeah.
Very clever.
It was a nice idea, but it was a couple of touches too many. You could see what he wanted to do. McQuilkin was making a run in around the back, but the ball didn't come to him early enough and in the right area.
Indeed.
Easy one to defend that for FC.
And we have played 40, 44 and a half minutes, I beg your pardon. So almost coming up to added time. Not been been a trainer on and a couple of one goals, so 1 or 2 minutes to be added. But meanwhile, they break forward. It surely is offside indeed. He is slightly late flag, and that was it was Andre Brown there.
He's actually...
Well, what's he get? Oh, hang on a minute.
He said that there was no... must not have been an advantage to something. I'm not sure what it was.
He must have decided where, once the flag went up, there was no advantage. He's bringing it back for a free kick to Kidderminster.
Low. There'll be a minimum of 1 minute additional time.
Just 1 minute to be added here. We're already in that minute. Now, Tunnicliffe, as Kidderminster look for an equaliser just on the stroke of half-time. Now, Knights, number 10, all good ball forward. It's too strong, though. The idea was so right. Great run there by Francis Angle, but just too much on the ball there. An apologetic hand there from Darrell Knight. And that just might have been their last chance to equalise here. Interesting contest, intriguing one. FC United, and that settled a few nerves at the 3-2 win at Gloucester last week for FC. We're just starting to drop a little bit closer to the relegation zone. That win took them 8 points clear, and how grateful they'd be for more points today. Carnell with the goal kick. Nodded forward, that goes out for a throw in to FC United. Is there time for FC to mount one more attack in this first half? Must be right on the whistle, and indeed it is on the whistle there. Half-time, and FC United with a one-goal lead there. It's a fine performance, a finely taken goal after a mistake by Kidderminster. George Thompson, the man who did that. Final thoughts from you, Emily?
Yeah, good game of football, really, really open game. Great work rate from FC. They've had to work really hard, but they're doing that in units. They're really building the play through the midfield. Wolford and Thompson supporting, great support up there for Arneson. They've done everything that they've been asked of, FC. You know, they've held it in defence. They've not given Kidderminster any out-and-out chances. And then they've taken the chance. And what a great goal it was from Thompson. Passing on a mistake, having to carry the ball forward and then keep his composure. But a fantastic performance so far from FC. You know, we've seen what Kidderminster can do. They're so relaxed and comfortable on the ball. But for me, FC deserving of that 1-0 advantage.
Indeed. So we'll leave you here at half-time with the game nicely poised. It's FC United and Manchester 1, Kidderminster Harriers 0.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome back to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And here at Broadhurst Park, it's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester against, well, title-chasing, promotion-chasing Kidderminster Harriers. And Stephen Wood joins me now. Stato Paul will be joining me in a second.
You deafened me then.
Sorry.
You didn't reel.
And what do you make of that? I mean, it was...
It's a good game of football, actually. Yeah. I thought it was going to follow a bit of a pattern. Is it a balance? It's a mixture of a balance and a pattern. The Salford game, where we start off quite well for 5-10 minutes, and then the other team get a hole, because we started off well. We ran their box at most of the start of the game. And then there was a bit of a spell where they were, without looking particularly dangerous, with having all the ball, and then we go away and score a goal. I think we're doing all right. We're defending quite well. I think we're a decent final ball away from, as we've said umpteen times, you know, there's a lot of just final balls just slightly missing.
We'll come to the goal first things, okay. First, because there's not really that many talking points, to be honest.
Not really, no.
Paul.
Which goes against what I've just said, being a good game.
It's been an intriguing game. There's not been too much created, but the goal came out of nothing really from Thompson.
Yeah. It's a dreadful mistake on the halfway line. When the centre-back tries to play it across his own line and it gets intercepted, there's no cover. The game has got echoes of Agbury in a way.
We're
punishing their mistakes. And, you know, they played the football yet again. They played most of the football in that first half, I think. But they haven't finished, and that was their failure at home when we played them.
I can think of two shots of note that hit the target, but they were straight at Carnell.
There was one straight at Carnell. Yeah. There was an incident where the ball was headed across the box, and they failed to scramble it in at the far post.
There was an own goal nearly from Corbett. That's about it, really.
The left-back, Angol, Francis Angol, is very much involved in the game. They try and bring him in as much as they can.
And we've had spells, haven't we, in the Kidderminster defensive third, where we've not really created much, but we've put some good balls in it. Lowe and Thompson and Wright have put in some excellent crosses in that first half.
They've been a bit last-ditch at times with some of the clearances.
It's like Swampy was back for a second and trying to get a word in.
Look, see what I mean? I knew there was something wrong.
Who's FC Live anyway? Paul's right. I mean, what I was trying to say before is that there's been some good bit of play around their box, but just that final ball sometimes it's just like drifted in for a goal kick or drifted for a throw or whatever. I think we're doing okay. I mean,
we're doing okay.
You know what? I'm touching wood in, and I know we tend to
tempt
exactly. But your favourite is to say let's not concede early, but then sure as night follows day, and eggs is
no. My favourite is to predict that they'll score.
Well, what I'm saying is out of the teams we've played up there recently, with your Files, your Charlies, your Salfords, I don't put these at this moment in the same reckoning as those. Touching wood, because you know that other words come back to haunt you. But you know, I mean,
well, going back to the Agbury game, there was a big Facebook discussion, wasn't there, after, because the match report said that Kidderminster dominated the play, and we then highlighted the stats from the match, which basically suggested that actually was the case. I mean, I think they had 70 shots.
Yeah, we rode our luck a bit there,
big time.
But having said that, you know. I mean, Carnell had a good game that day.
He did.
And some of the back four played well. And they did what they paid to do. And the difference between that game and other games is that our defence stood firm. In other matches, particularly this season, we've capitulated.
Now, coming into this game, Arneson's got the nod and he's playing up front all on his own with Gilchrist and Greaves on the bench. It's an interesting selection choice. But Arneson seems to be... he seems to be getting the nod, and one of the things we've said is Arneson obviously has come into the season not having much match practice. The only way he's going to get match practice, other than playing the reserves, which would be revolutionary in my opinion, is to play first team football. He's been playing more first team football. He's got the start today and he seems to be doing alright.
He's doing alright. He's not imposing himself on the game. He's not a big imposing type player. He's doing okay. Well, the only thing that it's frustrating, is that the word I'm looking for, is that last week he came on at the same time as Greaves. We win with a two up top, and it sort of changed the game. And then he starts there with a one, and you know, Thompson, Lowe, Wolfenden trying to support. So I sort of feel a little bit sorry for Gareth in that sense, that you know he came on and did a decent job last week in tandem, and then all of a sudden today he's asked to do a job on his own. I think Lowe again has been wonderful. I think he's been fantastic in that midfield again. And you can see that they've obviously watched him or they're aware of him, because every time I think the first two or three times he got the ball, they've just hacked him down.
Going back to that one up front, I think with Greaves, Gilchrist, Arneson, whoever it is, they will suffer wear and tear playing on their own up front.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think inevitably Gilchrist probably needs a bit of a rest.
Yes.
But he will come back stronger.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, I think he last couple of weeks Gilchrist has looked tired. He looked leggy last week. And I think Gilchrist is one of those players where he needs to have good support, and he's not been having it in the last couple of games. So
we should say, obviously, Robbie Dale's back playing football as well. He's at Gossip North End. And he scored last week, didn't he? One of the rare matches they're playing at the moment, because they can't get a game on.
Have you mentioned Cedric Crewe yet?
No, we haven't mentioned Cedric Crewe. He's returned to the club.
Saved.
what's your thoughts on this?
Well, I had a look back. He played 24 games for us, and the last time he played for us was a game at Witten in the Manchester Cup or some North Challenge Cup. We were 3-1 down when he was hauled off at 55 minutes.
Oh, we won 10-3.
And we ended up losing 4-3, so we closed it a bit.
He's one of these players who's left us, done quite well. He did well before that anyway, but he's clearly a good player, but he's just not really...
He didn't really hit the heights in an FC shirt, I think, to be fair to him. But
he's back.
He's 26 and he's maybe matured a bit. Maybe, you know...
What I would say on the surface of it at the moment is I don't get it, I'll be honest with you. That's not to say it's not a good or a bad move. It's a strange one, I think. But I mean, as Paul said, we've not seen him for a couple of years. Last time I saw him, I was speaking to him. I went watching Trafford in a night game a couple of years ago, and he wasn't playing there. So, are you not getting game time? He's been playing in Latvia. So actually, you know, that might have changed things. We don't know. And it's one of them. We'll see when he gets. I don't think his clearance has come through potentially.
It may be a punt on somebody. Get him in training. See how he performs in training.
Yeah.
If he shines, he might get a game. If he doesn't, he may not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're listening to FC Live, and it's 1-0 currently to FC United against Kidderminster. So just to give you some scores from elsewhere, Harrogate 1, Fylde 1 is the latest score. Gainsborough 1-0 up away at Nuneaton.
Ooh.
Tamworth are 2-0 up against Salford.
Who we play next week.
And everything else in the league is 0-0.
Fun of joy, you aren't you, Paul? That's dropped that in, didn't he?
What was that, Paul?
He said, "Who we play next week?"
Tamworth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's always nice to see what they're doing.
It is nice to see what they're doing. Any last thoughts from you two?
I think any last requests?
Any last requests or thoughts?
I'd like to score another goal.
More
soon,
of the
please.
Second half from last week.
That'd be nice.
Well, more than last half hour, more than last second half. It's still important to that point.
I do worry about the impetus, though. Well, at half time,
we've not signed impetus as well.
We do struggle. Greek player. We do struggle, don't we?
We don't switch on when we restart, do we?
That's the problem. Yeah. If we can survive 10 minutes, there we are. Let's break this down. Let's survive 10 minutes without conceding. There we are.
There's the message from the dressing room.
Yeah. Let me listen, you know, chaps.
If we go 10 minutes, then we're in a strong position.
Well,
who's FC Live?
Thank you very much, Woodso, for joining us.
You know, it's always
a
cheer, never a pleasure.
Don't forget, you can have a look at Statopol's stats as they happen. That's at liveteamstats.com. But you're listening to FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCody.com and the Armchair Army. Just to let you know, coming up after FC Live today, we've got the show with no name. That's a classic episode because Stevie D and Doe couldn't be bothered sending through a show this week. Then it's Supporters Direct Weekly, which has an interview with Kidderminster Harriers Supporters Trust this week. And then at 7 o'clock, it's Roy Slinger's Reggae, Funk and Bass Beats, which is sensational. Then it's a Soulful Shack with Larry Johnson, Hidden Gems with Scott Taylor at 9 o'clock, and then Hot Biscuits Jazz Show at 10.
This is FC UM Radio, where football in insight is left at the door.
And you are listening to FC UM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live here on the beautifully well put together FC UM Radio. Don't forget, you can donate to us this afternoon. That's at www.fcmradio.co.uk/donate. Teams are now coming out for the second half, so we should bring back Emily Maguire and James Quinn. You're coming into the second half, thoughts? They're going to score, aren't they, in 5 minutes?
They've got two subs on.
Going to make some changes, though, yeah.
Substitutions for the visitors. Liam Truelove, number 14's coming on. Also coming on is Sam Austin, number 16. We'll just see who's making way. The board will go
it's
up.
It's looking like Darren Knights is one. So I can just see the number 10 on the board there.
So Darren Knights indeed, well spotted. So Truelove comes on, and number 16.
This is a symbol of their intent. They're not happy with their first half performance, making two changes straight after the half-time break.
Yeah, Andre Brown, the number 9, he's been fairly ineffectual, but...
I'm surprised by that one. I thought he'd, you know... What he was doing, he was doing fairly well. I'm not sure whether they got much of the play to him in the areas that he would have liked. But no, that's definitely Kidderminster's intent. Making two changes, they're going to really come at FC. You just have to stay strong, stay resolute.
Indeed, and we're off with Kidderminster kicking to to our right to the SMRE in this second half. And FC kicking to our left, the Lightburn Road end. And that's clear now, so you've got to be full of concentration here. They've been given one or two goals away early in the second half in recent encounters. So concentration required now. Throw in far side, Kidderminster. Arthur Ganoa.
I think it'll be a big second half for Scott Kay in the middle there. You know, especially at the start. First 5-10 minutes, FC have to be really strong. I think for me, those midfield areas, Winter, but Kay in particular, I want to see more from him.
So FC United giving away a free kick now. Kidderminster have it. Heavy touch there from Quilkin. Lowe's rather surrounded, but does okay, and Jake Williams will clear. And that will stretch out of hand. FC United's team this afternoon, David Carnell, Jake Williams, Harry Winter, Scott Kay, Zach Corbett, Luke Ashworth, Matthew Wolfenden and Nathan Lowe, Gareth Arneson, Jerome Wright, the skipper, playing left back today, and George Thompson, the goal scorer for FC. Then 1-0 up on the bench for FC Greaves, Sheridan, Gilchrist, Glynn and Tom Brown. So a lot of good options there for Carl Margenson, should he need them. At the moment, FC with a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, very strong bench. You know, you can bring any of those players into the game to really make a change, have an effect.
Well, it's played out nicely now, right-hand side. There's Welly. Still in possession, 18-yard line. Turns, puts it out to the right-hand side. First touch for Austin, the substitute. Nice-looking cross, but it drifts out of play. And the Kidderminster line-up this afternoon. Hornby has Welly, Francis Angle, Crosdale, Lowe, the skipper, Tunnicliffe, Terrell Waite, McQuilkin, Brown, who's gone off, replaced by Austin, Knight, who's gone off, replaced by Truelove. Tactical substitutions at half-time, and number 11, Arthur Ganoa, the top scorer. And Desiree, Williams and Carter are the three remaining subs for Kidderminster. Ashworth plays it back. Carnell's clearance. Spoons out, right-hand side. Great to have your company this afternoon. Our coverage sponsored by constructivecoding.com and brought to you in association with themselves and, of course, you, the Armchair Army. 1-0 FC United lead, George Thompson goal, separating the two teams. And Thompson it was who intervened then. Goal coming in the 24th minute after a mistake by Kidderminster, and George Thompson was away and free and very calmly slotted it past the keeper to give FC this lead. There's Welly. Tackle there, but Austin wins the ball back. A cross ball by McQuilkin, a rather awkward height. Hits Ashworth on the thigh, but FC managed to scramble it clear. And it was Crosdale there. And Crosdale slides the ball out there to Austin. Austin seeing a lot of the balls since he's come on. McQuilkin back inside. Crosdale square ball. Now it's Truelove. Holding the ball and playing it out to the... Well, he played it out on the left-hand side. It looked like it was going to be intercepted by Wolfenden, which I think rather wrong-footed the left-back Francis Angle there, and he just couldn't keep the ball in play. So Williams now, Jake Williams with this. Comes down the line. Now Lowe. Lowe brings it towards the halfway line, slides it forward. Now it's... Austin plays it forward there. And Truelove tried to thread it through, but Zach Corbett stood strong, clears it. FC got to keep the ball here. Rather a sense of FC just winning possession, then just clearing the lines as if they're 1-0 up with 2 minutes to go. But rather a longer than that to go as Austin brings it forward, spreads it out to the right-hand side as Welly. As Welly, the number two there, checks, brings it back. And now it's Crosdale, square ball. Tunnicliffe has Kidderminster with lots of players forward here, and nicely brought inside, but important challenge from Williams there, and he clears, but again it'll go back to Kidderminster. And FC sitting so deep here, all 11 men, and Kidderminster able to take a measure of control here. Oh, but Lowe, oh, takes it off the toes there. Lowe takes it off the toes of Lowe there.
Yeah. Opportunity now, don't rush it. I thought he was about to take it, see the same pattern that was emerging. There was just no outlet there for FC in a while. we had an opportunity now. Let's just settle things down. Let's push our full-backs up a little bit higher up the field. Well, it's Thompson and Wolford that have been forced back.
Zach Corbett plays it. That's won by Ezweli. Heads it back into the centre of the field. It's cleared there by True Love. Now it's Jerome Wright for FC United. And he's held there. And that's surely a booking for Austin. Sam Austin just grabbing hold of Wright. Seemed a bit just overzealous there from Sam Austin. Indeed, Wright could have gone past him. But it wasn't as if he was going to be through on goal or anything. And getting himself a card there, the substitute, almost as soon as he arrived on the scene.
Yeah, he's given FC United an opportunity to really send the ball forward and get a ball into the box here. It's in an area just past the halfway line. Like you say, Jerome Wright could have got past him, but not much else was on.
Right now, plays along the ground now. Nathan Lowe, 25 yards out. It's a 1-2. It was a good idea, but McQuilkin was alive to it. He plays it back there to Sam Hornby, who clears his lines. Now then, the ball back though for Zach Corbett, still upfield. And Arneson tries to throw it through. Thompson again. Brilliant save. Brilliant there from Hornby. He came out, reacted, and saved it as Thompson tried to dink him there. And now Kinnemister will bring it forward. McQuilkin out to the right-hand side. Austin, who's just had his name in the book, plays it back there. Ryan Crowsdale. Now it's Ganoa playing more centrally in this second half. On the right-hand side, there's Austin, keeps it in just. And tackled though by Winter. But now back in possession, it's Kinnaminster. Cross goes in on the turn there, and Andre Brown there, Terrell Waite, I beg your pardon, having his shot smothered, and it's clear now, but only as far as Crowsdale. Now Tunnicliffe FC so deep here, almost as if they're playing with 10 men. Cross comes in. And collected there by a very grateful David Carnell. And FC United have just got to keep the ball in their own half. I don't understand why 11 men are behind the ball all the time.
The changes that Kidderminster have made, they're sending a lot more players forward. They're sending them with pace. And it's just pinning us back.
And Lowe goes up for it there. Almost a misunderstanding with Tunnicliffe, but the ball slides through fortuitously there to... Sam Hornby, grey shirt there, and Kidderminster in this purple mauve strip there with a large white chevron at across the top of the front of the strip. And now that's Ezweli took. It was a great ball to him. He took his eye off the ball. He made a good advance move there, and it will be a throw into FC United. Novice's error there from the right back. Jerome Wright preparing to take this one. For FC United, home side 1-0 in front. Goal by George Thompson. Won by Lowe there for Kidderminster. Keith Lowe. And then Nathan Lowe gets his head on it for FC. But back in possession, it's Kidderminster. And now Ganoa. Oh, ball rather sticks under his feet there. And held up there by Scott Kay. But they're still in possession. But having to retreat rather, Kidderminster. True Love plays it back to Tunnicliffe. Tunnicliffe with a long ball. Nice ball there. Good run from Austin. He does the same there. Takes his eye off the ball. Goes out for a goal kick. Well, two excellent long passes from to the right-hand side from Kidderminster Harriers. But both times, the player has been in receipt of those passes. Has rather taken the eye off the ball, and it's missed it, and it's gone out. So slightly fortuitous for the home side. But still, FC United lead by a goal to nil here as David Carnell prepares to take this one. Carnell back in possession of the goalkeeper's jersey for FC United after that long run for Basso, the veteran. And that was just shaved off the head of a Kidderminster player. It'll be a throw into FC United. Run about midway inside Kidderminster half. Left-hand side for FC. And Jerome Wright waiting to take this one, and curiously as well, he and seeing who is a yellow card. Is this a yellow card for?
It's a yellow card for Jerome. He's not getting there quick enough, apparently.
But what happened was, as well, he threw, instead of throwing the ball to Jerome Wright, he threw it away from him, rather like they were the side in front. Curious, but and Jerome Wright getting the bird off the Kidderminster fans behind him, but now he takes the throw, headed down by Keith Lowe. Wright picks up the second ball and tries to thread it through cross wires there. He wanted Scott Kay to be making a run there to the byline, but Wright wasn't, Kay wasn't doing, and it's a goal kick to Kidderminster. 1-0 FC United lead. Yeah.
This is where FC need to be pushing up. They're allowing Kidderminster just to play the ball out from the back. We're dropping, like you've said, we're dropping really very, very, very deep.
Extraordinary statistic. FC with 29% possession. I don't know, is that the whole game or this half, Paul? Whole game. McQuilkin. Cross ball there. Now, good old nice 1-2 there. And Crowsdale tries to thread himself through there, but it's outnumbered in the end. And, Winter very wisely stepping out of that challenge, which would have ended his afternoon, I'm sure. Now then, Crowsdale, left-hand side. Good game of football we're watching here. So United with a slender lead. Wolfenden plays it out for a throw-in. Kidderminster showing patience, keeping the ball well. They've got to find a way through. Ganoa on the left-hand touchline. Tries to slide it through, gets it back. Gets to the 18-yard line. Slippery work there, but taken off his bootlaces there by Scott Kay. It's an element there of FC hanging on a bit. But Arneson is at least further forward now. It's just 10 men behind the ball for the home side as they try to hang on to what they've got. Now, square ball by Crowsdale. Now, Lowe will bring it forward, allowed to do so. Good looking ball. Taken his chest by Ganoa. And in the end, it's cleared. It's all a little bit desperate at times from FC in this second half.
Yes, they're allowing men over on each side. You know, the full-backs from Kidderminster making a lot of ground and they're sneaking in.
True love. Plays it out there for Ezweli. Ezweli, can he keep this in? Yeah, he can't. Goal kick FC United. Well policed there by the FC defence.
Yeah, George Thompson and Matthew Wolfenden, they're really having to work extremely hard getting back and supporting the FC's back four. And it's not giving us much of an option when we're collecting the ball. There's no real outlet.
Indeed. And Carnell. And, it goes all the way through to Austin. Hornby, I beg your pardon, he has to clear. And the ball back with Jerome Wright inside FC territory. Thompson surrounded. Ezweli does well, that is ever so well. And in the end, they're rather wasted there for the good work of Ezweli. And throw into FC United. 20 yards from the corner flag, left-hand side. Wright with a long throw down the line, but it beats everyone. And Keith Lowe will shepherd this, not back to his keeper, and play a square ball to Tunnicliffe. Jordan Tunnicliffe will bring it forward now for the visitors. FC United 1, Kidderminster Harriers 0. And Kidderminster in desperate hunt for points here. That's a good ball, but it's just too far in the end.
Do you know one of the things which might be why the defence is so deep? We've gone 58 minutes and they've not conceded yet, which we were saying at half time, you know. So,
well.
Yeah, weather the storm, yeah, get back in numbers, but it's only how long can that sort of tactic keep you out?
Indeed, now it's a nice 1-2 there between Lowe and Thompson. Back to Lowe. Lowe plays it back to Scott Kay. Back to Lowe. That's better play from FC, but he's been driven out wide here, but he's still got it as Nathan Lowe. Cross comes in, but easily dealt with by Keith Lowe. McQuilkin picks up the second ball. And a good pressing from Wolfenden. It's rather hurrying McQuilkin, but McQuilkin plays it out to Ezweli. The right back now brings it forward, space in front of him. That's played there to Austin. Now Truelove, the other substitute, and it was Tyrell Waite who'd stepped offside there and couldn't therefore play the ball, and that means it's a throw-in in the end to FC United. Deep inside their own half. Still the home side lead by a goal to nil here, but in decent performance, but they're under real pressure in this second half, and Kidderminster appear to be playing their final card down below us, but we'll keep you abreast of that as George Thompson is muscled out of it there by Austin. But good work from Zach Corbett. He's had a decent game, but They've been a bit outwitted here, FC. Played a square ball across, but nobody there. And FC rather followed the ball there, three players, which left a gap in the middle, but the cross came over and nobody had gambled there for Kidderminster. FC get away with it, rather. Winter. But he's dispossessed. And all this breaks for Arneson. And Loho, come on now. Nathan Lowe, he's got to get an earful from somebody. He's trying to reproduce the Hollywood goal from last week there. And he had a player to his left. Surely that was... And he just completely miscued anyway. Surely. Somebody's just going to have a word, say that was a freak that happened last week. Don't think you can put one of those in every game. As Kidderminster bring it forward. McQuilkin now. Inside his own half. Back to goal halfway line. And it was Austin. Zach Corbett. He's done okay today as Corbett. Did well there. Austin as well. He does rather well there. Nutmegs Thompson. Now they have it in the centre of the field of the visitors. And True Love there. Plays it out the left-hand side. And ball low cross in. Well cut out. Well positioned there. As Francis Angle cross came in there, Jake Williams. But now they have it back. McQuilkin plays it back. FC pinned back here. It's 20-odd% possession for them. You could see why. It could just be a matter of time. But Winter does well, and it's a throw-in. Windsor throwing for his side. Halfway line, a chance for FC just to get a bit of respite here. So they hang on to this one-goal advantage. And it does look as though Desiree will be coming on for the visitors. Not hanging around here. Kidderminster. So it's not going to happen just yet, or is it? He's still got an orange bib on, so he know, is he forgotten to take that off? He's remembered now. And he is going to come on. And this will be the third substitution. Well, there's Welly, who I think has had an excellent game on the right-hand side, is the man who's going to make way. McQuilkin just getting some instructions. Well, very attacking substitution here. And Disraeli has been asked to take off some sort of band that he had round his wrist. And pull your shorts. What was it? Pull your shorts down. I don't know. These officials are very fastidious these days. And now, finally, there'll be a throw-in for FC United. Jerome Wright, halfway line. Good long penetrating throw. Keith Lode as well. Scott Kay there picks up the second ball. Chips it, intended for Wolfenden. And Wolfenden battling away there. And it will be brought away there by Francis Angle there. Checks. And about the halfway line. Brings it over. Loads of space here for McQuilkin. He loses control. It's picked up there. And now that Austin... plays it nicely there for Brown. Brown's square ball, but it's cut out there by Zach Corbett in a good position. But right there, rather carelessly loses possession. They have it back now. Can they get a cross in here? Austin. And that comes in. It's headed out. Corbett again. And Wolfenden loses possession. And then wins it back there. Can he get it down the line? Arneson will chase, but he's not got a lot of pace, Gareth Arneson. And that's mopped up there by Tunnicliffe. Back in possession. Oh, Kidderminster.
Relentless coming forward. But, you know, FC are standing strong, doing really well, keeping organised. It's just having a bit of an outlet, just so then someone can hold the ball up. So it just keeps coming back.
And now Austin plays out the right-hand side. McQuilkin. Oh, good 1-2 there. And Austin now will play across in. Nice-looking delivery. Volleyed in and wide. Opportunity.
Everyone just stood watching that one. Carnell, I think he was better positioned than what we are, and he calmly watched it go past the far post.
Yeah, Liam Truelove, the man there, on 64 minutes had the chance to equalise, miscued, and FC a bit of a let off there after a mistake by Jerome Wright gave possession to the visitors, and FC looking to hang on here. Goal kick by Carnell, easily won by Keith Lowe, and the push there, and it will be a free kick to Kidderminster, just 5-6 yards inside FC territory. And Andre Brown, Terrell Waite. Played full out there. Now it's Trulev who just missed that chance. It's a decent looking ball, but Carnell claims it. FC United 1, Kidderminster Harriers 0. George Thompson goal separating the teams. Thompson has it now, left hand side, well pressed though, but he evades his man. And now down the line it goes to Lowe. Lowe will try and get to the corner flag here, and he's really got to work harder there. It's good, it was easily policed there, and FC surrendering the possession just when they needed to keep the ball for a couple of minutes. Just relieve the pressure here that's on there, the FC back line, as Kidderminster look for an equaliser. McQuilkin turns it, plays it inside. Ganoa there can't control it, cleared by Ashworth, but it comes back again to FC as Austin square ball. Tunnicliffe, I beg your pardon, Crowsdale. Now it's Tunnicliffe out to the left hand side. Francis Angle, he plays it back inside. Now Ganoa plays it back. It's a 1-2 there with Crowsdale. Well, they're standing strong. They're well organised, FC United, you have to say. But can they withstand another 25 minutes of this pressure? Total possession domination for the visitors. Now Austin. Crowsdale. It's played all the way back to the halfway line, but Lowe. Keith Lowe will look to play it forward. He chips it out to the left-hand side. And a header there by Wolfen. It will go out for a corner ball.
Flags up for offside.
Oh, well, FC get away with one there. Real relief now. Can they just get possession for a minute or two and just keep it to themselves?
It's the work rate, the amount of energy that they're spending. You spend so much more when you haven't got the ball and to when you have it. You're chasing players as well as following the ball, but they're doing it at the moment. We'd just like to see them have a little bit of possession, like you say, just to relieve it, relieve that pressure on the back four.
Trulove now has drifted back to a right back position to accommodate Desiri's forward role. George Thompson in possession. Square ball to Jake Williams. He's got a little bit of space in front of him. Takes it over halfway. The FC right back. Square ball inside to Nathan Lowe. He's got to keep possession for a minute here, FC United. As Ashworth plays a long ball, and, well, he wasn't listening to me. As he plays it all the way along. And it's a goal kick to FC. Really not the wisest ball from Ashworth. But goal kick then to Kidderminster. Sam Hornby will take. And won by Jake Williams. Can't control the header though. 2 minutes to go to Swampy time. And now Kidderminster have it. Oh, right hand side. And Austin's got space here. Takes it into the box. Oh, nice work from Thompson. Takes it off. His bootlace is very deftly from behind. A risky challenge there.
He's done ever so well there. He's seen the danger and he's closed him down. Acres of space, but he's managed to get back. And like you say, very, very risky coming in from behind. But perfectly timed. Well played that from George Thompson.
Scott Kay halfway line on the turn. Plays it out to Jake Williams. Jake Williams back inside to Scott Kay. Just inside FC territory, Scott Kay. And Ashworth plays it forward. Better ball this time, but not such a good ball from Winter. And Francis Ungle checks that, cuts that out. It's that thing in FC. They just take a touch, you would feel, at the moment. Just take some steam out of the game. Jerome Wright plays out the left-hand side. Thompson. Lowe plays it back to Wright. Bit of pressure on Wright. And Scott Kay. And now Lowe. Good pressing from Kidderminster. And Lowe plays it down the line. Keith Lowe there, rather odd ball back to Tunnicliffe. Tunnicliffe back to Lowe, just inside their own half. Square ball. Now Tunnicliffe up to the halfway line, just by the centre circle. Now McQuilkin out to the left-hand side, plays it there to Francis Angle. Inside now to Ganoa. More central, more retreat here, the top scorer. Now, Trulove, an advanced role. Austin, and now it's out with Ganoa. He's drifted out there. He can get a cross ball in here. Low cross in. good positioning from Zach Corbin. Impressed with him today, but FC give the ball away. Winter does well. Thompson with a clearance. Keith Lowe picks it up. Pressure relentless here from Kidderminster as they search for this equaliser. Francis Angle. Square ball. Crowsdale slides it. Good ball there. Desiree can't quite take it. Will he get a second chance? Thompson does well again in a defensive role. And Wright will clear for FC. Good ball there into Desiree. Just couldn't control it. The centre half. The centre forward, I beg your pardon, and substitute. Now Tunnicliffe. Piling forward now. And now, you might have heard there in the background, change it, Margie, get someone out front. And that's gone out for a throw-in.
He's got his work cut out, it was Arneson.
And, yeah. We'll hand you over now to Swampy.
Well, the work rate and application of FC United, not in question, not in doubt. The quality of this Kidderminster team is for all to see, but here they come now, an opportunity. Can they make it one apiece? There's a slight deflection and it's gathered well at the near side by FC United's Carnell, who's been quite magnificent behind in them goals. Some absolutely tremendous performances so far from FC United and Manchester, notably George Thompson, the defensive duties that he's been putting in, absolutely outstanding. Harry Winter showing and leading by example, and FC United now get a rare jaunt into the opposition half on this near touchline. It's just outside the penalty area, and it's George Thompson who controls it tremendously well. He's only got one person to get past, and it's the number 16, a substitute, and the battling between those two has resulted in the 16, Sam Austin, conceding a throw to FC United. But I mean, very pretty on the eye, Kidderminster. Great footballing to watch, but no end product at this moment.
No, absolutely none. No clinical finishes, and that's thanks to FC and their organisation in defence. They're working ever so hard. Like you say, Thompson tracking back. Corbett, for me, has done fantastic in the middle. As Kidderminster just keep ploughing forward, bringing men forward all the time.
Well, they're going to continue to do that throughout the whole game. You can see that they play in a certain style of football. They don't panic. They want something out of this game to keep themselves abreast of the leaders above them. And at this moment in time, FC United's leading by a goal to nil, but all the pressure being exerted by the home team. But the work rate from FC United, we wondered and questioned whether or not they could continue for another 45 minutes after the first 45 minutes. Yeah. And a forced error there from Kidderminster's number 11, and FC United have a throw-in. But and they've managed to do that, and FC United about to make the substitution, the changes, and it's going to be Tom Greaves, and it's going to be Arneson coming off.
He's run every blade of grass across the middle area as Arneson, but you know it's so difficult when you're up there on your own. You're chasing players, you're chasing the ball. He's putting pressure on the back, trying to slow them down.
But Jerome has to come in and set this ball, and it's on this near touch line. Jerome now has it, plays a simple ball into Harry Winter, controls it, turns out, plays the ball back to his old 18-yard area, though to Ashworth. Was Ashworth had a little bit of time, and now here comes Jake Williams over the halfway line, plays a purposeful ball but slightly over hit, and there's no way that Matthew Wolford is going to win that ball, and it's into the arms of the goalkeeper there. So 1-0, we've got we'll play 73 minutes. And Ben, you've got a couple of tweets and texts in? No, nothing? Well, the attendance indeed is 2,456 this afternoon, so a big thank you to everybody. 2,456, a double substitution for FC United of Manchester now. It's going to be Tom Greaves and Jason Gilchrist, the players coming on. And well, FC United still defend the ball now with Winter. Winter plays an awkward ball back to Thompson, who has to play it back to his goalkeeper, and he clears his lines well to the halfway line. The ball eventually goes, but headed by the mightily impressive Keith Lowe. And now FC United will have the ball back. It was given away a little bit too easily, and allows Matty Wolfenden on the halfway line, who has not stopped his defensive duties, going forward, going back. He's continued and worked throughout the game, but I think he may be one of the players that makes way. It's Jerome Wright over the halfway line, good control, plays it to Thompson. Thompson's like 1-2, Jerome Wright to the byline, left-hand side. He's got one player for company, but he gets himself a corner as the ball ricochets off the ball crew's face. But gets a high five from the Kidderminster fans behind the ground. Anyway, we've got substitution coming up.
Nathan Lowe. Well, making way.
Nathan Lowe, and so Matty Wolfenden. Well, I tell you what, Ben, our predictions are, I think we're saying things, hoping that they won't happen, and they haven't today. Nathan Lowe He's wasted two or three good opportunities today. I think he still believes he can score from the halfway line of every shot he had.
Every time he got the ball, I think that's what he was looking for. He's done well in there. A couple of times could have done a little bit more, you know, produced a bit more, not taking the shot, perhaps. But yeah, as we said, you know, it's Arnason making way for Tom Greaves. He's worked hard as Arnason. He's run and run and run. You know, he's had one of those lonely roles this second half, especially, you know, just having to chase the players.
And what Carl's actually done here is he's changed the equation in relation to the pace of Gilchrist coming on. And hopefully if FC United get opportunities, 24 minutes ago, there will be. As the corner comes in, they'll first, what can we do? It's an opportunity off the line! It was FC United's number five, it was Zach Gorbett, but it still has the ball to the byline. Can he keep it in? Yes, to catch towards the back post, the ball goes, it ricochets off everybody. Cornish and misses it. Thompson whacks it. It goes out to Kay now. Kay at the edge of the area, plays it back to Winter. Winter chips the ball in. Decent ball, corner ball. Well, that was a great header from Zach Corbett, wasn't it?
Super header, but you know, that's why they put someone on the post.
And that's why you need someone on the post, because if no one that was in, and that was tremendous from FC United and Manchester. Well, as I say, they've been up against it all afternoon in reality. But the defensive duties, the quality there, the hard work and the rate that they've been working, FC United still lead by a goal to nil. The referee is very keen on any form of time wasting whatsoever. And now he wants to have a quick word with Harry Winter, is it? And a Kidderminster player. And he'll be saying, if touched that, and then he'll probably give a free kick to the opposition. But anyway, FC United have the corner. Winter making a nuisance of himself. There's a lot of movement in the penalty area from FC United. Ball chipped towards the back post there. It falls for Harry Winter. Winter in this other corner. In this other corner. Gets himself a throw-in.
He's done well there because there was absolutely no one around him. He had no options other than to try and send the ball straight back in, but we've got a throw in.
Well, we certainly have. That Girona will come and take, but he's got to be careful as well. Been booked for time wasting because from a throw in.
It was an odd one, though.
It was very odd, wasn't it? Anyway, the ball into the penalty area. The near post ball headed on by Ashworth. Who's it going to fall to? Is it a red shirt? No, it's cleared by Kidderminster, but there's no one up at all. But FC United's number two has to be careful there. Does really well with the header. And the ball flicked back into the penalty area. Up goes Tom Greaves. Doesn't win the first ball. First time shot comes in from FC United's centre half. And, it's out into the arms of the goalkeeper. Harry Winter just seems to have pulled his groin there. And looked in a bit of pain. And he's not chasing back particularly quickly because of he's just trying to run that off if he can. And here come Kidderminster again down the left hand side. Matthew Wolford in the right back position. And the ball into the penalty area this time. Just evades Wolford and clear there by Ashworth. Gilchrist, he's going to come in and put a right shift in here this afternoon now because back's against the wall for FC United. Matches the ball again back with Kidderminster. What can they do? It's the number four. First half shot comes in the outside of the boot. Oh, it was beautiful. It was Liam Brady-esque, but it was wide of the post. And for me, Dave Carnell had it covered all day.
Yeah, it looked like it. He's just stood very calmly watching it go. But he didn't half strike that. He struck that really well. You know, what we've been doing well, FC, is closing players down, not giving them that time, not giving any opportunity. And they just need to keep working as a unit, working together.
Kidderminster will be very disappointed with the final delivery on occasions, with the opportunities that they've had, but they've not really tested FC United's goalkeeper as much as they should have.
No, the amount of possession that they've had, they've not created enough. They're getting the ball down here, but it's not going any further. No real chances as such.
Well, Austin lost the ball, and FC United gave it them back, and it's now with the number three on the far side. It's Francis Angol, plays it out wide. Every man par Gilchrist behind the ball for FC United of Manchester. Patient build-up play as always from the visitors. And down the left they go. It's with the number seven, but Ashworth is there. But Ashworth's got to show his back to the ball and make sure that he doesn't get anywhere past him. And the referee has adjudged it to be a free kick. He did well there, Ashworth. And I say, you know, I'm going to stick my neck out at the moment. If this result stays as it is, I think this is FC United's best performance of the season, primarily because of the absolute work rate that they put in. They've worked as a unit. They've not relied on luck in any way, shape or form. It's just back to the wall, and it's
That's
for the
it. Up. Yeah, no, they're working hard. They're organised. They're supporting each other. They're in the right places, closing players down. You know, it's a different sort of game. We, you want to watch them passing and bringing the ball forward and attack, but we're playing against such a good quality side here in Kidderminster, and we have to match them, and that's what they're doing. They're matching them defensively. They're not giving them anything.
No, you're exactly right, and that's why for me the performance is one of absolute quality, because, you know, they've rolled the sleeves up, the metaphoric sleeves, because none of them are wearing long shirts, and FC United at this moment in time, the battle is still out there, but they're working and working and working as the ball is hit long for Gilchrist to run onto, and the number six in the chase with it now. Can Gilchrist keep it in? Well, he's done something enough to keep it from going from a goal kick, and they'll want to take this with 10 minutes to go. Have I been talking for 10 minutes already? Wow. Didn't seem like that. It seems like a couple of minutes, but anyway, the throw in, and the assistant manager, referee on the far side wants the throw in to be taken exactly from where it was, right in the corner, and Kidderminster try and clear the lines with Tunnicliffe. It's picked up by the number 7. It's a lovely touch by the number 7, and here come they could have nearly, but Jerome Wright intercepted the danger and he cleared
he
his line.
He had to do that.
He had to do that because there was two men on the right hand side, as you rightly say, Emily, and FC United will exert the pressure, the ball all the way back to their goalkeeper now, and it's Samuel Hornby on the ball, plays it to the skipper, Keith Lowe. He's been magnificent. Oh, such a silky centre half, a big fella as well. It's a lovely looping ball, and Williams has to make sure he wins that, but he doesn't get at the end of it. It's just taken far slightly left of the 18-yard box, and helps FC momentarily. The ball chips into the penalty area towards the back post. There's a slip by the number 7, and as he slips, he's on the floor. The ball still finds him, and he heads it. Beautiful defensive header to the goalkeeper. Well, that was a bit of comedy there in a game, really, where Kidderminster have dominated but just can't get through this FC United's defence, or the midfield for that matter. 1-0 to the boys in red. Cade with a mistake though, Ashworth mops up, and that's what we've done today as well, FC. But a player has made a mistake, other players have mopped up and helped out, as Carnell, the ball's back to him, he leathers it. It's not a particularly good clearance, but it's an offside decision against the number 12, and FC United, well, they ride a look a little bit there. But that's one of the things I've really been impressed with this afternoon, Emily, and I'm sure you have, is that to a man, every player has helped each other out. They've all worked for each other. The tenacity out there, the quality of just working and working every player has been absolutely magnificent.
Do you guys never learn? I'll now be chewing fingers until the full-time whistle. Hashtag commentator curse.
Well, it's okay. You've only got 8 minutes. We've cursed most things in this football club. So why not the game itself, as FC United of Manchester now win the ball. They're having a little bit more of the ball in the last 5 or 6 minutes. It's Jerome Wright, one of his amazing runs on the left-hand side. Plays a ball into Gilchrist, but again, it's defended well by Keith Lowe. But it's picked up by Kay. Kay gives it away, though. And now it's 3 against 4. The number 7 on the far left-hand side, it's Tyrell Waite. There's a man at the back post. Could he get past Ashworth? No, we call the man mounting Ashworth. Well, a week and a half ago, he was leaving Stockport County.
Not quite Bobby Moore, though. He sliced the clearance, didn't he?
Okay, Ben, he sliced the clearance.
He did the most important job there. We stopped the attack.
Now it's from deep on this right-hand side for Kidderminster. Sums up their game in a lot. I mean, the amount of balls that have gone out of play in that respect. And I think that's because of the pressure FC United have exerted on them. They put them under pressure, made sure the referee's going to book.
He's
obsessed with wasting time.
That's crazy. Because Kidderminster are doing the same things on. All teams take a little bit of time taking a throw in.
Let's go, he says. So if Kidderminster themselves, that are 1-0 down, take a couple of minutes or 30 seconds, say, to take it, are they going to book? Because they're getting beat, is it any difference?
That's the only difference that, for me, because they've taken throw-ins, they've swapped, done the same things.
Well, let's see now if let's see how long it takes. He's not quite sure. Let's eventually take it. It was a foul throw, but the referee lets play continue. The ball on the halfway line with the number 11 now, Arthur Gahuhu. The ball played beautifully left-hand side, controlled tremendously well by Francis. A goal down the byline he goes. He's got Matty Wolford for company. And between Matthew Wolford and good play by Kay, they can clear the lines, but the ball for Gilchrist. Gilchrist has got to get
he's
there.
He's got to work harder.
As FC United defend it well, Wolford leathers it down the right-hand side, and it's a chase on for FC United of Manchester's Tom Greaves, the scorer of last week's equalising goal against Gloucester. This time it was the skipper, Keith Lowe, again, that won the ball. Well, coming into the death knell of the game as a ball played into the penalty area, which Carnell gathers. And Carnell will take his time. Surprised the referee hasn't booked him for holding the ball too long. Carnell, ball high in the air through the middle. Greaves, well, he leaves it for FC United's substitutes, and Gilchrist doesn't win the ball, but it's out for a throw on the far right hand side. And we've got 5 minutes plus additional time. Now the referee, if he's booking players for time wasting, it was suggesting me when that board goes up, there could be quite a few minutes. The throwing comes in from Williams, long throw down the right hand side. Gilchrist doesn't get on the end of it. The ball falls for a blue shirt, and they could come away again. They're down the right hand side, they'll try and plough the trade. And the ball through the middle now, and Jerome Wright's back chasing, and Jerome's asking his goalkeeper to come for it, but he stays. And then eventually Carnell does clear his lines on the halfway line again. The ball's won by the visitors. And a 1-2 just outside the penalty area. So you've got to be careful here. Just be resolute. Just make sure they can stand fast. Number 11 takes a shot there. Ricochets off three players, and it's cleared eventually by FC United's Williams. There was a slip there by Williams, and but he did get the ball away. And it's now on the far side with Ryan Crossdale. Crossdale, a 1-2 with the 11, Gahodu. Back to the number 11. Can he get the ball into the penalty area? He plays it inside to Tyrone Williams. Williams switches play again. Good play to the 16 on this near touchline. Sam Austin. Austin goes once way, goes another way to the byline. He goes. Good play here. Chipped in. Good defending there from Jerome Wright. And, well, half-hearted appeals for a penalty there. FC United about to make another substitution. And it will be Sam Sheringham coming on this time. And with, well, 3 minutes plus, it's going to be a quarter ball, James McQuicklin to take. Right footed, to be swinging this out behind the SMRE. Can they blow the ball out if it goes anywhere near? The famous SMRE cheering on the players. The referee just basically just want to have a word with, again, two players there, three players. I think younger Zach Corbett suggesting that the skipper Keith Lowe is using his elbow in there. The referee having none of it, but he does nothing. The referees don't. They just talk and do nothing about it. If they got any sense, they do something about it. They give a free kick or a penalty. Anyway, a melee of players, a plethora, all in the penalty area, all waiting for this corner to. This, I mean, to be eventually taken. It's a low one. First half shot comes in. There's a player on the deck. There's two players on the deck. FC United eventually clear the lines. Well, again, it was opportunistic, and FC United defended it really, really well. The chase for FC United with George Thompson coming off. And if I was Carl, I might just hang on to the 90th minute, because then there's no additional time for that additional player. But we'll see. Left-hand side, here come Kidderminster again. He's got Matty Wolfenton to get past. He cuts inside, past Williams. Can they get a shot away? Will they get the shot in low? Oh, great save by FC United's Carnell. He got down tremendously well there.
Not only that, he's held on to it as well. You see a lot of goalkeepers, he's stretching it right, really low along the floor to his far post, and they tip it round. Oh. But he's held on to it.
Well, I'll tell you what he's done as well. He's also said to Basso, you're not getting the shirt back, mate. His performance today has been absolutely outstanding.
It really has. How he's come and claimed.
Well, here they come again. Just over the, well, inside their own half of the. Tom Greaves stabs the ball away, and, well, I've got to say, Gilchrist has come on, and he's not at the races. He's not even in tune with what's going on the pitch, unfortunately. But Greaves did really well, and he anticipated the player going through the middle. Gilchrist was taking some mud out of his eye. There's the ball now in the final third of FC United's half. At the right-hand side again, it's with Sam Austin. Austin plays a lovely ball. There's a little bit of room here. First time shot comes in. Oh, and a wonder save again by Carnell. Well, then he got low and it hit his arm. It went over and out for the clearance was FC United and Manchester's Matty Wolfenden.
And fantastic save that from Carnell. He would have seen it, you know, slightly late. He's got right, really, he's got down to it, and he's got the ball out of the danger area as well. Fantastic goalkeeping.
Well, can FC hang on here? The corner is about to come in from the far side, left footed. He just waits. The ball chips in. It's a lovely ball in, headed towards the goal. Out comes Carnell and gathers it, and then gets a bit of a kick for his bravery there from the skipper. And well, I like to see the board go up, and then
5 minutes on it.
I don't think, in fairness, younger Sam Sheridan is going to be man of the match. He's not even on yet, Ben. Yes, 5 minutes, yeah, the board. The ball through the middle now, FC United need to deal with this. And the cries of disbelief of where's the 5 minutes come from. But the referee, you know, he's added for... there's been three bookings for time wasting. I wonder if now Gilchrist in the far corner holding onto the ball constitutes time wasting and he'd be booked mid-flow in the game. But 5 minutes for FC United to hang on. Carr did the right thing by not bringing on Sam Sheridan, as far as I'm concerned, before the 90 minutes. So that would have been six yeah. minutes. But good play there by Kane. And the referee giving FC United a free kick, and that will be the opportunity to introduce Sam Sheridan. And I think it's going to be George Thompson. Or is it going to be Kane now? Is it the change of mind? No, it was Ben. Thank you. It was you know what, Ben?
It's after the edit you gave me on Wednesday night, do one.
Right, well, the referee, look at him now. He's going to... I wouldn't be surprised if he tells him to run off the pitch. the referee, he's one of those referees that runs with his elbows. His elbows at the side. He's the kind of guy that you're doing cross-country running with. You'd hate him. He'd be whacking you in the back. He was very keen for him to go off the pitch. I mean, I think the referee must understand the amount of work rate that the team have put in. And therefore, he still wanted him to leg it. But anyway, he's off the pitch and FC have a free kick. Kay looks slightly leggy, which is not a surprise. But FC United have the free kick. They're taken quickly. The ball played down the right-hand side. And Sheridan and well, Tom Greaves appreciated the ball but couldn't get to it. And it's in the far corner. And this is going to be, if it stays like this, a tremendous victory. Two games, really. Two completely different games from FC United from last week to this week. The 3 points were secured last week in a bizarre manner. This week it's just work rate as the ball cleared by young Jake Williams, but only as far as the centre half. He plays it across now to Tunnicliffe now over the halfway line. Here come the visitors. Probably got an opportunity for one or two more chances, you would have thought. The ball played out wide right hand side, picked up again by Austin can't get past this time. Well, good defending this time. I think he's on the right wavelength this time. Is FC United Manchester's Gil Christie. He walked back defending really well, and the ball was cleared. It was a poor ball, unfortunately, but it's picked up now by Crossdale. But they're in their own half, and Tunnicliffe plays it inside, but there's Sam Sheridan, and Sheridan plays the ball down the right hand side. That's the ball right into the corner, makes the goalkeeper have to come out, deal with it. He plays the ball deep into his, from his own half into the path of his captain, Keith Lowe. Keith Lowe now, three strides over the halfway line. Ball chipped towards the back post, it's a decent ball as well, looking for an offside decision not being given. Great defender between Wolfenden and Jake Williams. Two of them pairing up, Ashworth's arms are in the air, saying where was the offside, but it wasn't given. The throw-in taken. Back there, he's defending his Kay. Lovely ball by Kay. Plays it to Sheridan. Sheridan holds the ball. He knows not to release it until now. And then there's an onside decision. No. Man of the match is Dave Carnell.
Yeah, Carnell Corbett for me has been fantastic at the back as well. His positioning has been great. He's closing players down. So. But yeah, Carnell, some
we
of these
we nearly
saves.
Gave it to him last week. He was outstanding last week. We didn't give it to him, did we? It was nearly for him. But this week, I think he's been resolute in everything he's done. He's commanded the area tremendously well. His distribution has been superb. And the three or four very important saves to keep FC United currently a goal up here with, 90 seconds if that to go. Ball outside the penalty area again, though, with Tunnicliffe plays out left hand side. Wolfenden back defending against the number three. Can he get the ball into the penalty? Yes, he can, but it's defended by FC United of Manchester. And Scott Kay plays a lovely ball out wide right now. It's FC United's Tom Greaves versus the skipper of Kidderminster. Gets a shot away. Oh, I tell you what, it was a whisker away as well. But that's what you do. He held the play brilliantly there, Tom Greaves. Held it until he could get a shot away, and got the shot away. And it's a goal kick. However, hopefully, we've had over 4 minutes of this five. The referee not looked at his watch once. The wind just gets up a little bit, and the ball on the halfway line, this near touchline. Ball chips in, flicked on. Good play there, good clearance there by Gilchrist into the arms of the arms of the goalkeeper. Was that a handball? Referee says no. And they still, from the back, they play out over the halfway around the goal. Tunnicliffe plays it to Angol. Angol plays it inside to the number 7 there, Tyrell Waite. Waite plays the ball across to the number 8. And now it's in the path of Salas, Austin. Two players around him, back to McQuinlan. McQuinlan, the ball charged down by Jerome Knight. And that's it! And that game has been won based on one thing and one thing alone. Absolute persistent work rate. Absolute quality from FC United. They've played a game that they've very seldom ever been able to achieve by holding on to a lead and working from every position all afternoon. For me, that is the finest performance of defensive duties, a defensive play that you will see from any team this season. Stockport County fans will be ecstatic, depending how their result has gone. But from our perspective,
yeah,
it's as if we worked continuously all week on defending.
Because
that was absolute top draw.
It was absolutely outstanding. We knew it was going to be a difficult game, and you know, getting that goal in the first half, you know, leading 1-0, it's a difficult position to be in. Kidderminster have absolutely worked and thrown everything at the game. But like you say, FC United defensively, there was just no way through. They were Carnell with three fantastic saves. And I think that's the only three shots that they've actually had on target.
Well, for all their possession and all their quality, and they are a quality outfit. They remind me a little bit like Ilson a couple of seasons ago. They play fast, fluid, good quality football. Everyone knows where their job is, what they need to do. I think they will be bitterly disappointed from a managerial position. They've done everything apart from really, really score a goal this afternoon. But saying that, the reason being is because that is resolute defending from FC. It is akin to at the top of the Premier League team playing a team from the bottom that have to defend.
Yeah,
they get themselves in front
it.
And work, and the work and work and work. But we didn't work with our backs to the walls, I don't think. We weren't being peppered continuously. We actually just did our job all the way through. And, you know, I mean, someone's just sent a text in. It's a really valid point. When Dave Carnell plays well in goal, FC normally play well. And when he doesn't, we have the jitters. Today, he was magnificent.
He was.
The defence was magnificent. The midfield was magnificent. The guys up top, Arneson, ran his heart out.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely outstanding.
Everyone.
Matthew Wolfenden, George Thompson.
Yeah.
Brilliant defensive duties. And when they had the opportunities going forward, they caused a few problems. But Ashworth at the back, brilliant. You know, Kay, tremendous. Absolutely all through that 11 there, low. Even the introduction on 91 minutes of Sam Sheridan, a man of the match performance from him as well. A really, really tremendous performance to stick it out for that length of time, because that's a hard thing to do.
It's a hard thing to do. It's a very very difficult to spend best part of 45 minutes in your own half, but like you say, it wasn't back to the wall. It was just working together, working closely as units, supporting each other. Anytime somebody made a mistake, there was always an FC player that was there to clear it up, working hard to bring the ball out, finding the areas, finding the gaps, a little bit of time respite on the ball, you know, feeding the attackers. Like you say, Arneson ran, and the pressure that he was putting on their back four, you know, it made them think twice about playing that early ball. And the same in the second half, you got Tom Greaves as an outlet. But no, fantastic performance by FC right the way through.
It certainly was. That was Tokyo Dave from Japan, who just came to say hello. He's over the next few days, I think. Well, maybe more than a few days if you're flying from Japan, I suppose. But I really, really got to take my hats off to the whole team there. They worked all the way through that game, and very, very proud of that performance. I mean, from a Kidderminster perspective, I think I'll be asking a lot of questions of players. I mean, he wasn't obviously happy with the first 45 minutes because he made a double substitution. The manager's actually out there still just having a think before he goes into the dressing room, I think, to decide what to say to them. He's probably looking at the possession that they've had, looking at how they play. I mean, and they do play sweet football. I'm very impressed with the quality of football that they played. But when you've got no end results, you're going to be, you know, questioning your own players. From our perspective, I think we've just defended resolutely. We've worked tremendously hard. I mean, we could just give more platitudes and more platitudes, because I think, say personally, from it, that is a great defensive game to watch. You know, they've really, really shown how the battle qualities.
Sensible decision.
And from a team.
Because you just think, well, you know, a lot of us are. You want to see fast football, passing and moving and bringing the ball out. But when you're playing against the team of the quality of Kidderminster, going a goal ahead and knowing that you're not going to have as much possession and opportunities, but, you know, the work rate to then stick with their plan and work together to nullify anything that they brought to us. You know, there was a few moments where, you know, you hold your breath a little bit, but I didn't see, you know, because of how well FC, put themselves into those positions and closing players down, I couldn't see Kidderminster scoring.
No.
They could be, you know, we could still be playing the game now, and I don't think they'd find a goal.
Just a quick text in there. Good result that for you guys today. Well done. That's Roy Sewell. But no, you're right. I mean, the one thing is, we're about to finish. We're about to go, ladies and gentlemen. We've got about, well, we've actually gone over in our jurisdiction. No, actually, we've got a minute to go.
Just to say before you close, we're going to finish up our chat on the podcast. But stat from today, FC, 26% possession.
Doesn't matter.
It's what you do with it.
It
means very, very little, to be honest. But I've got to say, here at Broadhurst Park this afternoon, I mean, the managers of Kidderminster are still out there debating amongst themselves what's gone wrong this afternoon. Well, what went wrong was a team that were resolute, got an opportunistic goal from the halfway line. Great run by George Thompson, tucked it away. And after that, FC United, like a great Italian team, basically said, if you want to get past us, you're going to get past us. We're going to work. FC didn't bully. They didn't foul. They just played the game. Absolutely tremendous. 95 minutes in, they still resolute. Great play by Dave Carnell. Coming up is a new show with no name. It's an old show with no name. Anyway, who cares, ladies and gentlemen? FC United have won. We'll say goodbye. We'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You did that really well.
Thank you, Ben.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tons of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.